The traffic on Route 3A to Coram is traveling at a snail's pace. The early August sun has pushed the temperature past 90 degrees, and the glare on the windscreen is blinding. I try to ignore my cell phone, but the caller is persistent.
Heather.
Jim Hancock's voice bellows down the line, pronouncing my name, Heather, with his heavy South Shore accent.
Are you having a tough time getting here? We expected you a quarter of an hour ago.
His voice already feels like an unwanted pullback to the past. It's been bumper to bumper, I reply, realizing I'm less than 10 miles outside central Boston and my city voice has already slipped. Traffic is moving faster now. I won't be long.
We'll be here waiting for you.
I turn the air conditioner up another notch and switch on the radio. The local station, Country Way, has the latest on Abby Jones, the young girl awaiting trial for the murder of the baby, Jacob Rotterdam.
With many people screaming for justice for Jacob, states the radio presenter, Abby Jones will soon face a jury, and this community, like the grieving parents, will at long last get the answers it deserves.
As the presenter switches to another news segment, I think long and hard about the teenager, Abby Jones, the reason I'm heading out of the city to the town of my birth. I take the exit from the interstate, passing the lumber company on the right and Raintree Woods on the left. It feels like I'm entering an old life, one I thought was dead to me, one I didn't plan on returning to so fast. The closer I get to Coram, the more residential the landscape becomes, with wealthy upper-middle-class homes nestled behind tree-lined driveways dotted on either side. Further south will bring me to Pike, with its picturesque harbor, but instead I keep my mind focused, as I drive to the Hancock's house, on whether or not, considering our shared history, I will defend their niece. On Main Street, I pass the old pharmacy, now a day spa, the window display in shades of aqua and gold. What used to be Ryan's hardware store has changed too, now specializing in high-tech machinery. Jeremiah Ryan died 10 years ago, but I imagine him now, like a ghost from an old life, turning up at his store every day, rain or shine, in sickness and in health, much like his marriage vows. There are tourists on the sidewalk taking photographs. I hear Grandma Lori's voice in my head, talking about them creeping all over town in summer, and soon I'm passing St. Anthony's Church. Although the bell isn't tolling in the white wooden tower, I hear it loud and clear. I take a sharp right turn with memories of the church and my mother's funeral, despite the intervening years clawing after me. The closed casket, the stained glass windows, with all the saints looking down in judgment. The smell of incense, strong, potent. And the people from the town whispering, watching me with their accusing eyes, telling me what I already knew. I'd failed her. Nearing the coast, I passed homes with private beaches. I think about how our old house in Coram, not even 30 miles southeast of Boston, was still a universe apart, was always at odds with this wealth. As the road rises and the coastal town of my birth, with its New England-style colonial homes, comes further into view, it immediately engulfs me, letting me know it still exists, as does the code of silence around my mother's death. I turn into Hobart Lane, the most affluent address in Coram, and one, like the rest of the town, embedded in my childhood. In spite of the heat, I open the car window to hear the sea, its rhythmic pulse beating against the cliffs. I breathe in deeply, the air a mix of dry heat, salt, and seaweed, visualizing in the distance the hypnotic astral blue of the ocean, remembering how many times growing up I went to the water's edge, wanting to get away from a life I didn't choose, one without a mother, and how that life was sometimes filled with a loneliness I didn't know existed until she died. I have learned over time how loss can make you fragile or strong or both. 10 minutes later, I drive up the curved pathway of the Hancock's home.